I'm not a park ranger, but my father was. He passed away late last year. He would tell me stories of being a park ranger in Mount Rainier. He was a wildlife ranger for over 20 years. I grew up in Graham, Washington, a small town just southeast of Tacoma. My mom is still a teacher at Frontier Middle School. We spent most weekends outdoors, hiking and camping. He told me how his job was to protect the wildlife in the park. He also worked educating people about leave no trace principles and how to enjoy the wilderness safely. My father always had a love for nature, and he instilled that in me. I remember going on hikes with him when I was younger and learning all about the different plant and animal species we would encounter. He taught me how to identify animal tracks and scat, and how to properly store food so bears couldn't get to it. I even got to help him set up bear-proof containers in some of the campgrounds. I miss my father dearly, but I'm so grateful for the time that we had together and for all the lessons that he taught me. My father always had some great stories to tell. One of my favorites was when he rescued two lost hikers. They had gotten turned around on the Wonderland Trail and ended up in an area of the park that was closed off to visitors. The Wonderland Trail is 93 miles long and goes all the way around Mount Rainier. It's a strenuous hike with a lot of elevation. It goes through lowland forests, valleys, and into the high alpine areas. Hikers often go beyond their skill level and overestimate what they're capable of. My father found them and got them medical attention right away. They were severely dehydrated and hypothermic. If he hadn't found them when he did, they probably wouldn't have made it through the night. I think about my father often and the legacy that he left behind. He was an amazing man, and even a better park ranger. I'm glad there's people like my father out there, working to protect our parks and wild places. My dad always made sure that I knew how to stay safe in the wilderness, and his stories always helped drive that point home. Before he passed, he told me of an encounter that he had that absolutely terrified him. Let me just say that if you knew my father, you wouldn't think that anything could terrify the man. He's an ex-Marine, ex-cop, and a park ranger, a real man's man. But this one incident definitely shook him up. He was working in Longmire Meadow one afternoon, checking on a beaver pond that had been built there. As he was walking around the pond, he heard a loud splash behind him. It sounded like a grizzly running through the shallow end of a pond. When he turned around, he could see the water was disturbed and was rippling across the pond, but there was no animal. Longmire Meadow is a pretty open area, so whatever animal splashed the water had to cover a significant amount of ground before disappearing into the woods. He said it was a very odd occurrence. The next day he was talking to one of the other park rangers, and they told him that 15 years prior, a man had gone missing in that area. His body was never found, but his car was found abandoned near Longmire Meadow. The man was related to one of the park rangers and was a very experienced hiker. He knew better than to go off in the wilderness without letting someone know where he was going. The search party looked for him for weeks, but never found any trace of him. The only thing they found was his car with the keys still in the ignition. My father was a little weirded out after hearing that story, but more curious than anything else. A few days later, he was out in Longmire Meadow again. And this time his senses were on high alert, considering what had happened just a few days ago. He was looking around but saw nothing out of the ordinary. But then he heard twigs snapping, like something heavy was moving through the woods towards him. He turned around and he saw a large dark figure standing near the edge of the woods. It was definitely not a bear, and it wasn't anything that he had ever seen before. The figure was taller than a man and covered in fur. He radioed into the ranger's office for backup with his location. He yelled towards the figure, but it didn't move. At this point, it was about 75 yards from where he was, but the visibility wasn't great. He knew it was too large to be a man, but he couldn't get a good view of its features. It was near the edge of the woods, and there was some brush covering up part of its body. From what he could see, it had very long arms, much longer than a human. The arms hung down past its knees. And that's when he realized that this thing was standing on two legs like a human, but it was definitely not human. He had no idea what he was looking at. He said in that moment, everything was very quiet, like it was only him and this creature that existed. He was terrified, but he had his weapon on him in case anything progressed. He took his eyes off the creature when he heard the backup ranger pull up in his vehicle, and by the time he turned back around, the figure was gone. He didn't know what to make of it, and neither did the other ranger. They both agreed whatever it wasn't something they had ever seen before. My dad was always extra cautious when he had to go out to Longmire Meadow from that day forward. Although he never encountered this creature again, two of his colleagues did. The next year, a seasonal park ranger had a similar encounter in Longmire Meadow. However, he watched it run into the woods. The movement and speed at which this creature moved was frightening. 2 years later, another wilderness ranger encountered a strange dark figure at the edge of the woods near Bench Lake. This is about 7 miles from Longmire Meadow. This ranger was able to get a better look at the creature and described it being covered in black fur with yellowish eyes. The ranger was pretty shooken up about this encounter and took a few days off. There's a small handful of rangers who have encountered these sightings while my father was working at Mount Rainier. It's something that he never told me until later in his life. I'm not sure why, but it's terrifying to think that these creatures exist. Growing up in the Pacific Northwest, I've had my encounters with grizzly bears before, and it's pretty terrifying. I've even had one charge at me and my father when we were hiking Rampart Ridge. I wanted to share this story so that people would be aware of the possibility that these creatures exist. Please be careful if you're ever going into the woods, and make sure you let someone know where you're going. I'm a park ranger at Yellowstone National Park, and I'm submitting this email because of the strange sightings that I've encountered while working at the park. I grew up in Montana, so I'm very familiar with the wildlife in this area. My father was an avid outdoorsman, so I've spent most of my youth outside hunting, fishing, and hiking. It's because of my father that I became a park ranger. I could never sit in an office, or I would go crazy. I've been a park ranger for about 4 years now, and in that time I've seen some pretty strange things. My job is to protect the park and its wildlife, and to make sure visitors have a safe and enjoyable experience. I work with other rangers to patrol the park, respond to emergencies, and provide information and education to visitors. I love my job because it allows me to work in one of the most beautiful places on earth. Every day is different, and I never know what I might see or what kind of adventure I might have. I'm proud to be part of the team that is preserving this national treasure for future generations. I'm one of several hundred rangers who work in Yellowstone National Park. We're a pretty diverse group and come from all over the United States. We each have our own unique skills and talents that we bring to the job, but there are some things that all of us have in common. We see wildlife firsthand, and some of us have encountered very strange and mysterious things. I've seen animals that I never knew existed. I've seen things that have no explanation. And I've had encounters with creatures that have left me wondering if I'm losing my mind. The first time I saw something strange was about a year and a half after I started working at the park. I was on patrol with another ranger, and we were driving through a heavily forested area near Fawn Lake Campground when we spotted something moving in the bushes. We got out of the truck to take a look, and the smell was awful. It smelled like a rotting carcass. My fellow ranger shined his flashlight into the woods, and we saw this large figure run off deeper into the woods. This wasn't a grizzly bear or elk or wolf. First, I don't think I've ever seen a wild animal run this fast before. This figure was massive like a grizzly bear, but muscular like an ape or a silverback gorilla. We weren't the only ones who have spotted these large creatures either. Another ranger recently had a close-up encounter with a large bear-like wolf. I'm not sure what it was, but he said this thing was like a cross between a wolf and a bear and had yellow eyes. He encountered this creature while working near Glen Creek at dusk. He was working in a large clearing on the other side of the creek from the forest. It was getting dark, and this massive creature came running out of the woods chasing an elk and stopped dead in its tracks about 100 yards from him. It just stood there and stared at him. It's like it immediately sensed he was there. The ranger reached for his binoculars and got an up-close look at this creature before it darted back into the woods. Like I said before, he couldn't describe it other than it's some type of wolf-bear hybrid that walked upright. These are just a few of the strange encounters that we've had at Yellowstone. I'm not sure what these creatures are, but I know they're out there. Everyone who has experienced these sightings is a little hesitant to talk about it. If I wasn't on patrol with another ranger who saw what I saw, I might doubt myself too. Wildlife in this area is crazy, and I've seen some crazy things, but never anything like this.